You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest, the TJ Fanatico Podcast, weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Welcome to the TJ Fanaticos Podcast. Make sure you go and download, stream, like, subscribe, do everything you can do to all of our podcasts, wherever you get podcasts, whether it's Spotify, Apple, Ace and TJ family app. Yeah. We would appreciate that.
Adopt it if you want.
Oh, yeah. Rescue us.
Rescue us.
That's what you need to do.
You can adopt this stream. You can adopt this podcast.
Exactly. Love that, Riggins. Love it. Okay, so the series now, we just kicked it off yesterday. The new series, Top 15 Types of Annoying People. The Top 15 Types of Annoying People. Yesterday, we focused on number 15, which are people who think farts are funny. Mm-hmm. Those are annoying people. Yes. So we will continue the countdown with today's most annoying people. And there could be some, some subcategories that go into this one as well.
Sure.
Riggins.
Okay, great.
All right, so we'll get to that next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Here we go. The TJ Fanaticos Podcast series, Top 15 Types of Annoying People. Up to 14 today from yesterday at 15 people who think farts are funny. Those are annoying people. And today, you can just kill this.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 14, most annoying types of people, line breakers, aka line jumpers, sure. Aka line cutters.
This is a classic one.
Yeah. And a lot of these just come down to people who don't have manners and they don't know how to act in public and that sort of thing. But this one was fresh on me, Brother Riggins, because you know, a couple of months ago when we had a vacation, our airport, Charlotte Douglas International Airport, is a complete scat show. I mean, it's always under construction, but at that time, really, it was bad with the construction and everything. And people were waiting in lines a lot longer than they normally do to get to security and all that. We were waiting and waiting and waiting. And then right when we got kind of close, a big group of people just took their bags and just broke in front of everybody. And one of them dropped a debit card on her way rushing underneath the ropes and everything to get a better spot up front. And a lady behind me said, "Hey, she dropped this. Can you hand that to us?" I'm not helping her.
Yeah. I think the airport line cutter is probably the most hated line cutter.
You think?
It's either going to be the airport line cutter or the DMV line cutter. I don't think you can top those two line cuttings.
And
that's the worst.
And then somebody thought we were trying to cut in line to get into the Trump speech a few weeks ago when he was in Charlotte, and we weren't. We were supposed to go up there and talk to someone from another political person's campaign about something. We weren't trying to break in front of, you know, all the people waiting in line. But I automatically felt like, oh no, I wanted to go out there and explain. I hate those people. I hate people who break in line. I'm not trying to do that. But I didn't. I went the other way and took offense to it. Like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Mind your business.
Shut up. But at Disney World, I have discovered that, back when we went to Disney World, that it could be a cultural thing that some countries don't know what a line is.
Yeah.
Because there were certain people that were from certain countries that would just run up and they were, it was like they were so excited they didn't even know that you were supposed to wait in the line. They would just try to go up to the front.
It might be a very Western thing.
But, I mean, it is one of our cultural norms that indicates a civil society.
Yeah.
Wait your turn.
Exactly.
Patiently wait your turn.
Slow it down.
Now, as a subcategory of this, we're talking about people who break in line. Almost as annoying under this headline would be people who call a line a queue.
It's
for me,
the worst. It's offensive.
I hate it.
It's disgusting.
It's not American.
No.
We don't wait in a queue. We wait in a line.
I hate it.
I actually yelled that out at a person at Disney.
Did you?
Not to be calling it a queue. Because we were waiting to get on some ride. I don't know what it was. And then the ride broke down. So when the little Disney employee, I'm sorry, cast member came out. And he said, excuse me, everyone. The ride has experienced some maintenance issues, so we're going to need everyone from this point in the queue to go out this door. And so it makes sense that old weenie Disney people would be trying to use European phrases and words and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's as foreign to us as calling a banana a chair.
Yeah,
there's no correlation. I don't get it.
I don't ever say bum either. I'm not going to say bum. I don't like it.
No, I don't. I don't. I really don't like that one.
I don't call my sunglasses sunnies.
I've done that.
You do? In jest, though, hopefully.
I think so. Anybody seen my sunnies? Anybody?
What is it for people call sandwiches? Sammies?
Sammy's is a good one.
Sandy's.
They call the bathroom the loo.
I'm not. Yeah, that. The British call it the loo.
Everything's just worse when they get their hands on it.
I know.
Your grubby little terrible. British hands.
Terrible. That should be another subcategory, sub answer here. British people, Europeans,
I'll put them
annoying up. People. All right, so there you go. Today. The 15 types of annoying people coming in at number 14, line breakers. All right. So we got more coming up tomorrow. See you then. Love you. Bye.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.